The stated goal of reducing carbon emissions by the environmental community is to affect climate change worldwide. The term climate change replaced global warming since there has been little sign of warming in the past 25 years. There is no dispute our climate has been changing for the past 5 billion years. For example, just 11,000 years ago, there was glaciers in just outside of Catania, Pennsylvania. If a silver bullet was discovered that solved the so-called problem with carbon, the environmental community would not be celebrating in the streets, but they'd be working hard to find a way and another reason to stop the use of coal and eventually all fossil fuels. Despite their stated goal of impacting climate change, EPA's own projections show the Clean Power Plan will virtually have no effect on worldwide CO2 levels. So I'm going to go off my script here. I did some research for some comments to some U.S. congressmen about 4 or 5 years ago and Googled greenhouse gas. And after reading about 10 minutes, I realized greenhouse gas is not a bad thing. It's not an evil thing. In fact, it's a really good thing. 2.5% of our atmosphere is considered greenhouse gas. It maintains the temperature so we're not freezing. Without greenhouse gas, they estimated the average temperature on the Earth would be minus 16 degrees. So 2.5% is greenhouse gas. Of that, 2.3% is carbon dioxide. The majority is water vapor, clouds. You ever see, you know, go outside, you see clouds out there. 95% of greenhouse gas is clouds. You know, climate is a very complicated process to understand. There's no question about it. But when you dig into the weeds on, you know, hey, here's this greenhouse gas, it's not complicated. 95% water vapor. Of that, 2.33% is carbon dioxide. And of that, 2.2% is man-made. So that when you get down to the man-made piece of it, it's a grain in the sand. And it's, you know, I feel like the guy in the network that says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore and I want to throw the TV out the window, you know. Why is such a really simple, you know, review so hard for people to understand? And everybody wants to say, the train has left the station, you know. That's anti-science. Science is never-ending. As I say, if anybody came up with a silver bullet, which I'm sure is out there, the environmental community is not going to be happy.